Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. I'm going to wrap up my conversation with sales trainer and coach Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training.
Greg, is there a role if you're dealing with the difficult customer and maybe initiating some enhanced customer service for that person?
Sure. Part of it is, and this may not be as enhanced as you might think, but we have to, and correct me if I'm wrong, are you talking about if there's someone that over time is particularly difficult or just something that you'd like to implement that's more advanced than what our audience is seeing?
I think what I'm envisioning is if you identify, you know, Mike, we can tell right from the beginning here we've started things off on kind of a rocky start, and tell what we're going to do. We're going to assign our best customer service person to you. I'm going to personally follow up with you every single week to make sure things are off and running really well.
Okay. So a couple things with that. That is a great way to assess it. If you have someone who is really good at the customer service side and you want to make sure that, especially if they're a very important, you know, prospect or client, you want to make sure that they're taken care of. So you put your best person on it, and I can think of quite a few clients right now where that's gone down. The one thing that I think is key to all of it is making sure that you check back in with them. If there's an issue and you've solved the issue, that's great. But that extra step can be, hey, you know what, Mike, I'm just calling. It's a week after all this went down or occurred. You know, what's happened in between that time and now? Anything in particular? Is there something that we can help you with? Because a lot of clients, a lot of customers love that follow-up, but it's not always done. So when you do that, it's that one extra step that keeps them or keeps you in their life, as well as checks in and has that little added touch to help you along in your customer service world.
You know, all too often in my experience dealing with salespeople, I don't hear that kind of thing until I've canceled the contract or I've severed the relationship, and then they call and say, hey, what's wrong? Why'd we lose you as a customer? But you're saying is do that before they become a difficult and disgruntled and disconnected customer.
Yes, and one of the things that we've rolled out, there's a tool that no one will have seen, but at our office or your local Sandler office, there's something that we use that's a client-centric tool. What it does is it's something that we use that's an upfront contract or a mutual agreement between two parties on what's going to happen next. So when you're engaged in that with that customer, and they've come aboard, these are some of the things that they want to make sure that are covered during their engagement. Not only that, but potentially quarterly or monthly, however they want to be addressed, you can go back and say, Mike, here are the things that you wanted to make sure that we covered during our engagement. So far, how have we done? These are based on your weighted, you know, categories. Give it back to us. Because not every customer is the same. And a lot of business owners will send out customer surveys and say, hey, how are we doing? And they have all the same questions, but not every customer is the same. So this allows for you as a business owner to understand all of your customers on an individual basis and how they weight your service. It also gives you an opportunity to stay in front of your clients so that you're touching them on a regular basis, and it's not just every year or 2 years or 3 years when that contract comes up for renewal.
Greg, we're almost out of time for today's show. Any closing thoughts of advice for our small business viewers on how to deal with the difficult customer?
Yes, once you have made them, a long-term client and won them over, one thing that you can never do enough is to thank them for their business. If any of you out there are thank you note writers, that is a huge plus. Handwritten thank you notes, send them to all your clients, thanking them for their business. Thanking them never enough, and also checking back in with them on a regular basis, you can never do enough of that.
Greg, great advice as always. How they can find out more about the great work that you and your team do at Jerry Weinberg and Associates.
Thanks, Mike. Be happy to. The best way to reach us is online at www.jerryweinberg.sandler.com or direct. You can reach me at 248-470-4818.
My guest today was Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training.